episode 2460, Beyond the Should-Haves.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? It is Mindset Monday, and it's a brand new day. New mercies for you as you look forward and beyond what you see. Are you ready, though, to take your dreams even further? Beyond the should-haves. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Did you know there is a toss away your could-haves and should-haves day? Now think about that for a moment. A toss away your could-haves and should-haves day. Why wait for a day to do what needs to be done now? Buckle up and go beyond the should-haves. So what should have you already done today? I know, because you're already asking that question, right? You're already thinking about it. I think about it when I go to bed, when I wake up, when I'm picking up the kiddos, when I'm not even thinking about it, I'm thinking about it. That is crazy. And there lies the problem. You and I can overthink what does not need our attention, leaving behind what really matters at the end of the day. So why keep holding the should-haves close? Why do we do it? Why do we begin to second-guess ourselves? Why do we tend to live in the past or what should have been? If it doesn't serve you, let it go and look on the brighter side. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Look on the brighter side, because the dark side is what you should have, could have, or would have done in a situation. So extinguish all those haves and look at what makes you whole. Come on, you got this. So number one, you got to clear your head. End of story. Clear your head, because it's messed up. We're all messed up. If you're living only in the haves, you forget about the holes. So this is where you instill a pattern interrupt to get your brain mojo back. It shocks your habitual spiral patterns. You want to move from your fight or flight area of the brain to your thought and reason center. So you got to clear that head. It's full of a lot of junk. And if you keep living in that junk, right, all those weeds that are growing, when are you going to get to the beauty? You're not. So it's time to clear it all out. Number two, claim your regrets. Most of the time, we reason out why something was done one way versus another. Instead of giving power to your excuses, claim your regrets and move on. You don't have to be successful at everything to win in life. But you think that, don't you? Be honest with yourself. You gotta be real and raw, because until you become authentic with yourself, how can you go out and live your life for everybody else? Because seriously, that's what's happening. You're already living your life for everybody else. You got to flip the coin. You got to live for what you need, what you want, being who you are and who you are becoming. So therefore, you can go out and impact the world that you touch in the way God has designed you. So you got to claim your regrets. It's okay if you made mistakes. Failure just gets you closer to success. And the more you fail, the more success you'll have. So, first off, you want to clear your head. Secondly, claim your regrets. Third, create your now. It's time to take aim on what needs to happen now. This is where you conquer the moment and presence steps up. You've got to say, you know what, here I am, literally right now. And what do I need to do right now? If you're driving, listening to me, well, hopefully you're paying attention to the traffic and you still hear me in the background. But if something takes priority, I would hope it would be what's going on when you're driving, meaning the traffic. Is there a red light? Is there a stop sign? Is someone passing you? Is there a police officer or are people pulled over on the side of the road that you need to avoid? I hope that takes priority over even my voice, because guess what? You can press play all over again. But you see, we get things mixed up. We think we have to have a certain order. And that's how we live our life. That's how we live out our dreams, or not. We think that we have to have everything in a particular order in order for us to actually move forward. But that's a lie. There doesn't have to be a system to your madness because it's your life. You get to decide. Just because somebody else looks at it and says, well, that's crazy. Why would you do it that way? Well, why wouldn't you? Create your now. None of this will happen unless you're willing to put it into practice. And as you practice, progress will be made. Over time, you will establish new habits that get what seems like forever down to only a few seconds to execute. This is hope in the making. You deserve to declare your dreams and make them come true. And that happens beyond the should-haves. So your challenge, break the chains that bind your mind by declaring your dreams when you create your now. What is it right now that is chaining you, that's got you entangled to the point of you cannot even release yourself? And don't say it's the kids. Don't say it's the bills. Don't say it's the finances. Don't give me all of those excuses. I want to know what's in your head. What's causing that confusion? What's binding you to something that honestly only you can control? Because you're the one who got yourself there to begin with. You're allowing other people's expectations control what you think. Now, I get it. It's hard. Because when you're told you're not good enough 10,000 times, you're probably going to believe that you're not good enough. I get that. Or that you fall short. Or that fill in the blank for you. But if you don't feel like you're good enough, if you don't feel like you've got what it takes to get to where you're going, then what do you need to get yourself going? What is that? Do you need someone to come in and mow your weeds down in your head? Seriously. I'm not joking. Maybe you need a coach that says, you know what? You're made for more. It's time that you step up. It's time that you believe. Let's look at what you can do to succeed, not what you can do to continue to beat yourself up. You're too good at that already. So break the chains that bind your mind. Declare your dreams and create your now. That's ultimately what you need to do. And it takes one step at a time to lead you to miles of greatness. It's not about looking for tomorrow. You have this moment today. So what is it at the sound of my voice? What is it that you need to do to move yourself forward? When you're done with this episode, maybe you need to go and look at a certification that you've been putting off. And you're like, I just need to go do it. Then why not go do it? What is that step? Do you need to pull out that credit card and make that purchase so you can get that certification? Then do it. But only you can answer that. It's the weeds in your head. Clear them out. Break those chains that bind you. Because you were made for more. It's not about doing things in a specific order. It's not about having a system laid out. The system is what you need for your life. That's your system. Some of us get caught up in comparing what everybody else is doing in their life and their systems. That's great if you want to learn from that, but if it's stopping you and it's causing more chaos in your life, then reignite your own goals and your own dreams in your own mannerisms. Life isn't about doing things everybody else's way. It's about doing life your way and letting God lead you. You don't have to be like Sue down the street. You don't have to be like Carrie two blocks over. You get to be you. So do that today. Go beyond the should-haves. And most importantly, be present, be incredible, be be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.